Diabetes Revolution podcast with Dr. Sarah Townley, the type 2 diabetes coach, clinical pharmacist, and mom of six angels. You don't have to struggle and fight with your blood sugars for the rest of your life. I'm here to teach you the skills you need to control and even reverse this disease. There is such a thing as getting off your meds and creating a future free from diabetes. And you can have it too. Let's get down to business. Happy summer days, y'all. We are getting some amazing sunshine here in Billings, Montana, and I just want to celebrate because it's been a long winter. As usual, our winters are super long. And you know, I am a sun junkie. I love the sunshine, and right now, they are pouring concrete outside of my house. Y'all, I have been waiting a very long time to enjoy concrete around my house. I don't know that you have ever met anybody who wants concrete as bad as me, but think about it. I can go outside. I can put my bare feet on the warm, sun-warmed concrete, look at the beautiful views of the rims around my house, and I can do, like, you know, a basketball hoop for my kids and totally dominate them, and I can get a hot tub, and it's just some real good reasons right now to be very uplifted and happy, and I hope that you can celebrate with me in this moment. Just smile. Notice when you smile that your entire energy shifts, and that's available to us at any time that we want a little bit of a lift in our spirit. And for some of you, the sunshine is just, you know, so warm, so yummy, and such a just beautiful, enjoyable thing. And for some of you, this time of year might be laced with some thoughts about how we're going to have to wear shorts and skirts and show more skin. We might have to get in a bathing suit and go swimming. And thinking about doing that in public might be the very last thing that you want to have to face right now. And I just want to acknowledge you and validate you. Yes, it is difficult to deal with some of those feelings of shame and avoidance that come with the warm weather. And I'm thinking about you right now. And so today, I want to create a podcast for you that starts to dig into some of the thought patterns and some of the behavior of self-sabotage that goes on that causes us to go off our eating plans. I'm going to do a few podcasts in a series on overeating and the reasons why we do that, because I want to help you with this problem. It's one of my specialties. I also want to remind you that As I have already laid the foundation for the physiological, like the actual physical processes that are happening in the body with insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes, we're going to be shifting more into talking about topics that have to do with behavior change. Because you can go back and listen, right, to one time or a couple times to the podcasts that teach you about the human body and about what blood sugar readings actually mean and about goals and about what to eat, right? Like I've done a couple podcasts on different kinds of diets that can be used to reverse insulin resistance. And so I want to shift a little bit and talk about things that a lot of us have no guidance on, right? We're taught or told or given a directive by our doctors oftentimes that we need to lose weight. We need to lose, you know, 7% or 10% of our body weight, that we're overweight, and we know that we have a diagnosis of obesity, but nobody's actually helping us figure out how to solve the problem. Because you know what? The work is actually mostly done in your mind. And as a certified life coach and weight coach, I have this special skill that where I help people understand what's actually driving their behaviors. And so I want to teach you some of those tools in this podcast now. And for the next few, you know, for the next few podcasts, you're going to be hearing more about some of the work that we're doing in the mind in order for us to do what we know works, right? To stay on track instead of getting off track and self-sabotaging. So today I want to talk about something that came up in a coaching call with one of my clients lately, and it's on restriction and deprivation. So let me just kind of lay the land for you. I'm going to give you some scenarios that really bring out what I'm talking about here. So let's imagine that it's summertime pretty soon, right? And for our family, I have 6 kids in my family. My oldest just turned 13 in February. And we love to be able to go out and have treats that like are ice cream, right? So there's several places in town. There's like the Big Dipper, which is hand-dipped ice cream. And then there's places like Rita's Soft Serve, and they do all kinds of fun toppings on their soft serve. And so, but just the enjoyment of going to the park and, you know, wrapping up the evening with some ice cream with my family just feels good, right? My kids get really excited about it too, of course. They're just as excited with a popsicle, but as a family, we usually don't go out for popsicles. So let's just imagine that you're going to go out with your family for ice cream, but ice cream's not really on your eating plan. Like, you know that it's not time for ice cream right now, right? But you don't want to miss out. Maybe you want to at least just go and at least go to the park and then maybe just, you know, enjoy everybody else enjoying their ice cream. But once everybody's been picking out their flavors and they're all sitting down to enjoy their ice cream and they're even talking about their ice cream because it's so good, and you don't have any ice cream, you can't help but notice that you're the only one that isn't enjoying ice cream, okay? And as you look around at all of your family or your friends that are enjoying their ice cream, you start to feel kind of sad, right? We start to feel a little self-pity and maybe some resentment. And that restriction, that deprivation that comes with not being able to participate. Another example would be the one that came up with my client the other night. Her whole family was ordering in pizza. And she did not want to eat pizza. It's not going to help her reach her goals. Like, she understands that. And so the pizza that was going to be served at her house was not going to be on her plate. And so she sat and watched everybody eat pizza, okay? And in that experience, she felt pretty sorry for herself. And I think all of us can relate to these kind of situations. It's really common for it to be, you know, dessert time, like birthday cake being served or wedding cake being served or something that just, you know, it seems like in our culture, we've always got a reason to be serving some cake, okay? And so, especially when you're gathering with other people, this is something that comes up, like this restriction and deprivation. And I can distinctly remember an experience where I woke up on a Saturday morning and I walked out into the kitchen smelling pancakes, and my family was making pancakes. My kids were making it, and they were putting chocolate chips, and they'd made homemade whipped cream to serve with it, and there's maple syrup, of course. And in that moment, I felt, oh, right? Like, I really wanted to enjoy this with my family. They were making and enjoying pancakes together, and it looked delicious and smelled delicious, but if I eat the pancakes, I'll be not only breaking my fast, but I'll be eating off plan. Do I really want to do that, right? So I want to talk about how to handle these situations and really break down for you what's going on inside of you, right? There's a disturbance inside of your being that is causing this to be a difficult experience, an unpleasant experience. So let's talk about that first. Okay, so restriction and deprivation, and also self-pity and resentment, right? We talked about those two. These are feelings. They are emotions. Okay, they are chemical messages, actually. There are messages being sent to the human body from your brain that show up like these emotions. And we can all identify them, right? Isn't that amazing that like human to human, there's billions of humans, but we all understand when we're talking about an emotion, what that chemical, physical experience of that emotion feels like. I just get blown away by that. That's amazing. And so this is a very specific emotional experience we're talking about, deprivation and restriction. And if we understand that they're emotions, then we know that they're being created by our thoughts. Our thoughts create our feelings. We experience the world through our feelings, but it is our mind that is actually interpreting our life or interpreting our external environment to produce an emotional experience of that. And so when we know that restriction and deprivation are feelings and emotions happening in the human body, and they're being driven or created by the mind, we can start to get curious. What's going on in the mind that is causing you to feel these feelings? That is the first step. This is what I call awareness, gaining awareness of what is happening in the mind that is making this feel so hard, because that's really the source, guys. When it comes down to it, we think people saying mean words to us is what makes us feel offended. But the truth is that it was our mind that interpreted those words that coming out of that person's mouth that caused the feeling of offense. Okay, so when we know that restriction and deprivation are an emotion and our mind is creating that, what kinds of thoughts could be creating the experience that we're having? They're going to sound like this. I can't have that. I shouldn't eat that. I'm not supposed to eat that. I'm not allowed to have that on my plan. Everyone else can have this treat except me. I'm the only one that can't enjoy this right now. Why am I the only one with this problem? It isn't fair. Okay, you may not be aware that these are the actual words that are going on in the mind, but these are the words that are probably happening in your mind as you observe your external circumstances that are causing you to feel these feelings. This is very useful to know. Okay, it's very useful to know that it's actually what you're thinking in that moment that is creating an experience that feels this bad. Why? Because you can begin to question it. Once you gain awareness of what's actually happening in your mind in that moment, like, I can't have this, you can begin to question it, because that's a lie. Okay, that I can't have that is a lie. The truth is that you could have it. Like, you're a grown-ass adult, right? Like, you can have whatever you want. That's what's true. And in fact, that's what you've probably always been doing and what you intend to do in the future, is to do what you want. And so this idea that you can't have that or can't do something is really a lie. It's not true. That's really useful to be aware of and to get clear on, because you can interrupt that lie. You can say, now, wait a second. That's actually not true. I can eat whatever I want, okay? And then what I advise people to do in this moment, instead of act from that deprivation, because our feelings are going to drive our actions, right? Our feelings, our emotions are what cause us to take action or to have inaction, right? Like, not do something that we intended to do, like exercise, for example. So if our feelings cause us to take actions, and the action that comes from deprivation and restriction is going to look like rebelling, right? Like, hey, I can do whatever I want. I'm going to eat that pizza, okay? That's the action that a lot of people would take in the moment of feeling deprived. Or they could cheat on their plan. They could quit altogether trying to change, right? They can interpret and feel hopelessness and just interpret that to mean that it's never going to work. It's not possible. There's something wrong with me thinking, right? And so a lot of people will quit from that space or just go off your plan, right? Most people would not be able to stay on that plan that they are feeling restricted and deprived on for very long because of that feeling. It feels so unpleasant. And human beings avoid negative emotion. We are not going to keep doing the thing that feels terrible. It goes totally against how we are wired. Like, this process of reversing diabetes and losing weight is actually going to need to feel good. As crazy as it sounds, that's the only way it's going to be sustainable. And guess what? That is all going to happen in your mind. You have to do the work in your thoughts to create an emotional experience that is pleasant or at least neutral so that you will continue to do it. And so instead of feeling restricted and deprived and then eating off your plan and then having the whole sequence of events that follow that typically unconsciously, like beating yourself up and judging yourself and having a lot of regret about the situation, which for many of us keeps us stuck so that we can't get back on track, which should be my next podcast, is what to do when you get off track. But in the moment, when you're feeling restricted and deprived and taking that action, right, we want to change. We want to stop doing that. So when you notice that you are feeling restricted or deprived, you know, sometimes that feels like self-pity, like feeling sorry for yourself or feeling resentful at your body or at other people. Okay, this is really common. I want you to do something different. I want you to develop a new practice so that you can shift out of that. If that is the thing that is stopping you from being able to stay on your plan that is working, that allows your body to heal and allows you to create a body that you really want that's healthy, let's figure out how to stop doing that, okay? So again, awareness. We understand it's restriction and deprivation in that moment. Okay, I see that now. Okay, now what? In the moment that you notice it, I want you to first give yourself, extend yourself some compassion. This is extending yourself some empathy, acknowledging and validating that this is a difficult situation for you. This feels really bad. Don't deny yourself what is true in that moment. You are feeling bad feelings for a very freaking good reason, okay? And you can actually acknowledge that for yourself. Hear and validate yourself. And then notice the words you're choosing here, right? Don't keep using words that sound like this. You deserve this. This is your fault. Okay, none of that is going to serve you. We want to make sure we're using some words like, this is really hard for you. I hear what you are experiencing right now and totally understand why this sucks. Okay, and then the second step I want you to do is to tell yourself the truth. We often think we can't or we're not supposed to. It's not allowed, right? That's actually what's causing the deprivation and the restriction feelings. And so if they are not true, if they are lies, I want you to tell yourself the truth. Like, hey, actually, I could have that if I wanted to. That's what's true. The third step is to actually give yourself permission to eat it. Okay, like truly, do you really want that? Right? So let's think about that time that I was in the middle of the kitchen and my family was making pancakes and I was kind of caught off guard by it and I was wanting the pancakes even though I wasn't hungry. I wasn't hungry at all. Just looked and sounded fun to eat them. I acknowledged that, yeah, I really do want to have those pancakes right now and break my fast. Part of me wants that and part of me wants to stay on my plan. Like, I love and accept all parts of me in this moment. And this is hard to make this decision. I could have that if I wanted to. And do I? Do I actually want to eat that? Like, I could eat it, and I give myself permission to consider that as an actual option. Do you really want to eat that? That is such an important part because so many of us deny. We say, no, you can't have that. No, that's not allowed. You're going to mess up and it's just a terrible situation, right? And you start to feel like your willpower try to rise up and control. That's not going to serve you. I want you to let go. Relax. Relax. You are actually in control. You actually get to decide. You could have it. Give yourself permission to consider that. It's true. It's what's true. You could eat it. And then in the moment that you are considering that, I want you to remind yourself of why you even have a plan. Like, why didn't you just go eat it right away without thinking twice? Why are you sitting there not having the ice cream in this moment that everyone else is having and having the thought that you can't and are not supposed to? Like, there's a reason why. What is it? I want you to go back and remind yourself of what you are working toward. Why you even have a plan, why you started down this road. There is a freaking good reason why you are putting yourself in this much discomfort to change. And I want you to connect to that in that moment. And then I want you to choose. I want you to make a decision, a conscious, intentional decision. Do you want to eat it or do you want to actually work toward your greater goal, the thing you want more than anything? And choose from a place of empowerment, not disempowerment. When you're able to do that, it feels like getting what you want. Okay, it feels like acceptance. It stops feeling like restriction and deprivation. And it can completely change your experience. And that's what I want you to have the ability to do. I want you to be able to, in that moment, shift out of restriction and deprivation, see the lies that your brain is saying to you, question them, remember that you are in control and you can choose, give yourself permission to choose, reminding yourself of what things you really want, right? And then choose and get your own back. Don't beat yourself up. Like, you're choosing from a place of empowerment intentionally. And so allow yourself to do that. Okay, so that is the instructions, the stepwise approach that I teach to my clients of how to deal with the feeling of restriction and deprivation. This is just one of many reasons that happen in the mind that cause us to go off our plan and sometimes to just give up. Okay, and it's real. This is really hard work. There are several types of overeating, and restriction and deprivation are just one of them. And so I just want to remind you that if this is the part that is really difficult for you, that you might benefit from getting coached. I would love it if you could just listen to this podcast and apply everything that I teach and get the incredible results without getting stuck, without feeling overwhelmed and confused, and without running into all the reasons why you were overeating in the past that produced the problem, right? But that really is not the typical experience. And that's good news. You are normal. If this is a problem that you are experiencing, absolutely, this is typical, okay? And so if you think that a coach would be really helpful for you, I want you to go to my website and check out what I offer. You can find that at www.sarahtownley.com. And I invite you to check out the free resources there. There are many. And also look at what I offer as far as coaching goes, because if it feels like you could use some help applying the information so that you can actually see an improvement and even completely change your life, it's available to you. It only requires that you give yourself permission to receive it. All right, I am going to go right now into my kitchen and make some coastal shrimp and lime salad with avocado. It is so good. I'll link the recipe in the notes if it sounds appealing to you. It has cilantro and lime and a little bit of onion and avocado and shrimp all diced up into a yummy salad. And it's super satisfying. If that sounds yummy to you, check out the show notes to the link. And I hope you have an awesome day. I will see you on the next podcast. High five for tuning in with me today. You are getting smarter and stronger when you show up for yourself this way. You can get more free tools to help you control type 2 diabetes on my website, sarahtownley.com. And if you're serious about ending your struggle with diabetes, join my membership, The Diabetes Revolution, where you work with me in a community of people just like you. See you on the next episode.